And good morning to In the News, this bright and sunny morning here in the Florida Keys. I'm your host, Guy DeBoer, and joining us this morning is the mayor of the city of Key West, Ms. Terry Johnston. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Guy. How are you this fine morning?
I'm doing really well. Terry, last Tuesday, you called a special meeting for the city of Key West to discuss the potential of installing a curfew from midnight to 7 a.m. for bars and restaurants. The people that attended the meeting were primarily from the business community, and they were concerned, obviously, the effects it was going to have on their businesses and their employees. But the reality is, when we look at the numbers here in Monroe County for infections going up, but also nationally, where we're up to, I think, about 170,000 infections a day, over a million this past week. Other cities and states are starting to instill their own lockdowns, like the city of Chicago. Do you think you're going to be readdressing this curfew idea sooner than later?
Yes. In fact, I think it'll be readdressed tomorrow evening. And, Guy, you hit the nail on the head here. You know, we have attempted to walk that fine line between economic recovery and the health of our community. And while we're doing a better job right now at economic recovery, we are doing a lousy job at keeping our community healthy. And that's evidenced by every single number we have right now. And although our hospital, which is a 10-bed ICU unit, is still at a green status, my philosophy is we don't want them to get to yellow. We don't want them to get to red before we act. And it is very clear that what we're doing right now is not enough to keep this community healthy and not enough in order to assure that we're not putting the recovery of our economy at jeopardy.
Well, you said you're going to readdress this tomorrow night at the next city council meeting. Are you having any discussions with Monroe County? Because obviously it was Monroe County when the pandemic originally arose here. They actually put a roadblock in. And is there any conversation at the county level with the city of Key West regarding that?
Well, we haven't had that yet, Guy, because as you know, the roadblock was highly controversial. We had, as many businesses and individuals against that as were for it. But here's what I have to focus on right now, and that is the city of Key West, because every single weekend, we're a super spreader event. There's no doubt about it, and there's no easier way to say that, but we're a super spreader event, knowingly. If you walk down on Duval Street, and I don't even care what time you walk down on Duval Street, I was down on Duval Street at 10 o'clock on Friday morning, and probably one out of every 30 people that I saw on the sidewalks were wearing a mask. So this, we are creating this situation ourselves, and it's going to take some very, very difficult decisions on our part. We need to have some collective courage as a city commission, and we need to protect our city in order that we can continue to recover economically. Because you have seen around the country, there's 10 o'clock curfews going on, and we were talking about a midnight curfew. Miami-Dade is a highly infected area right now. They have a midnight curfew. We have 4 hours of additional drinking that we're offering in the city of Key West. So what does that say? We're talking, there are communities all over the United States right now that are limiting groups, and we're encouraging them. I mean, we're bringing them down in droves. Friday night and Saturday night, we're packed on Duval Street. There is no one social distancing, and there are very, very few people wearing a mask. So, what we're heading for right now, knowingly, as a community, is just not a good scenario for the holidays coming up.
Well,
and we are also looking. Oh, go ahead, Guy.
No, I was going to hitting back for what you said. What can you expect? Well, the weekend, mm-hmm. this past weekend, with the curfews in place in Miami, over 2,000 college kids came down because they could party in Key West, mm-hmm. And, of course, that created its own issues because I think there were two of the nights that were here, there were brawls and quite a few arrests, were there not?
There were. There was a great deal of underage drinking, false IDs, and there were brawls in both the 200 and the 300 block of Duval, which there were multiple arrests at. And, you know, I get that everybody's got, you know, COVID fever, and I get that everybody has been cooped up, but, you know, we have got to continue to rely on the science. And the science says, you know, we're heading for some very, very dark times with a vaccine, you know, not slated and widely distributed until the middle of next year. We've got to do this on our own. And this is not the city of Key West against a handful of businesses. This is all of us together if we want to get through this and continue to recover and keep our community healthy. But one cannot take on more importance than the other, that's for sure. So we've got to get back to getting our community healthy. And I am hoping tomorrow night that we do have some additional information that has been given to the commissioners so that we can listen to the science and make some good decisions for the city of Key West, particularly through the holiday season, which is going to be a very vulnerable season for the entire United States.
Right. Well, our listeners, no matter what side of the opinion you're on regarding curfews or setting up lockdowns, I encourage you to visit and attend the city commission meeting tomorrow afternoon at 6 p.m. So your voice can
That's
be
five,
heard.
Guy.
I'm
yep.
sorry.
It's five o'clock. They can attend via Zoom. They can give us an e-comment. They can weigh in any way they would like to. We've got more ways right now during COVID than we've ever had. So please weigh in on this issue. This is your town.
All right. Well, Terry, let's switch to another subject. This last election, the referendums regarding restricting the cruise ships in the industry returning to Key West. Will the city be initiating conversations with the industry to see about what ships would be allowed to come to the city?
Well, that's a really good question, Guy, because, yes, we have set up follow-up meetings with the cruise ship industry, and I think probably maybe some of your listeners don't know that the city manager, the assistant city manager, the city attorney, and myself had multiple conversations while we were going through the referendum, which is, you know, what do you have out there? What meets these three referendum? What can the cruise ship do to become more of a partnership with the city of Key West? And we had a number of conversations, but the ask from the cruise industry is, let's not have a referendum. And it's like, well, you know, I don't mean to use this pun, but that ship has sailed. It is the voice of the people. The people clearly voted, as they did in 2013, that they feel that we have too many cruise ships, we have too many passengers, it's too much of an impact on a 2x4 island. And so now, after the dust has settled, we are waiting for Joyce to certify the results. When that happens, Sherry Smith, our city clerk, will provide me with paperwork in order to sign for all three of those referendums, and they will go into our charter, our city charter, which is our binding document for the city of Key West. So, and that doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to have conversations, because we will. Obviously, there people anticipate a further conversation with Pier B as to what the rights are, what the obligations are, you know, how they follow the referendum of the people. So we will have those conversations, but right now I'm waiting for the certified copy of the election results so that I can get that signed into the charter.
Well, excellent. Well, Terry Johnston, Mayor of the City of Key West, thank you for joining us here on In the News. And we'll be following the results of the City Council meeting Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And again, to our listeners, no matter what side of the argument, go down and have your voice heard on the Zoom or in person. Thank you again, Terry.
Thank you, Guy. Thank you, Guy. That's a great recommendation. And I'll talk to you next week.
Excellent. Ms. Terry Johnston, of course, the mayor of City Key West, and the referendum that you brought up, or the discussion last Tuesday, was shot down because the only people really stood up were the business community. So there's two sides of this argument. And if you are on the argument of setting in any restrictions, go down so your voice can be heard. You are listening to Keys Talk here on 102.5. We are the talk of the Keys. We brought conservative talk radio back to the Keys with Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Buck Sexton, the major voices. My show, In the News, is just a community show. We try to not be partisan in any way. And hopefully you appreciate that as well, because we don't need, partisanship in a local community in that sense. I'm excited to be here. Coming up next is Mark Gregg. He's the newly seated Village of Isla Morada council member, and we'll have him on his views about the direction of Isla Morada and his opinions on where it should go. Be right back after these messages on Keys Talk 102.5.